This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
We have talked on this program before about threats to local news coverage. And it appears, Jasmine, there is another one potentially in the offing.
Yeah. Federal Communications Commission has proposed to eliminate the main studio rule, which requires each AM, FM, and TV broadcast station to have a main studio located in or near its local community. The notice also proposes to eliminate the requirement that the main studio have full-time management and staff present during normal business hours, and the requirement that it be able to originate programming, so local programming.
So basically, you could say you're from such and such a community, that your station is broadcasting and serving such and such a community, but you don't even have a local presence.
Right.
A local physical studio. No employees there. Mm-hmm. How exactly is that serving a community?
I think it's disconcerting. And on the print side, I can think of it. I've heard this theory or this idea before, and I don't know if it's been enacted, but in dwindling newsrooms and shrinking newsrooms where we have less and less staff and doing more with less, I know that there's been an idea that was discussed at the previous employer that I had where they were seriously considering downsizing and having editorial and copy editing being sent to clearinghouses. And in short, what that meant was if you were in a particular region, say if we were in St. Louis and if we were in Iowa and if we were in Kansas, all of those newspapers would maybe send their content at the end of the day to a clearinghouse or a newsroom in Wichita, for example. And well, they wouldn't know the nuances or have any kind of information or familiarity with the community that you were covering or with the people or with the nuances that a copy editor or someone that's part of that community that's in that newsroom in that town would already know. And I think that's just, again, it's another example of the challenges that we have here and how this is potentially can take away from the quality of journalism and the service that we provide.
Although in that example, at least you still do have reporters covering local communities. Jasmine, this FCC proposal sounds like you wouldn't even have to have reporters in that community that you theoretically are serving.
Well, yeah, I guess it could be that. I guess you need to know the history of why there was a main studio rule to begin with. The whole premise, and the FCC says this, is that they thought that you should serve the community and that there should be a main studio there so members of the community could come to the station at any time to give that station input, and also that the station would participate in community activities, which used to be a really big deal for all stations and all media, that we participate in the community and that we're part of it. And I guess they're saying that because online presence is so widespread now that we don't have to have any kind of facility where the community could come to, and we just post things online, and that's where the community comes to us if they need to.
I guess theoretically that might sound good. I mean, it's changing times. Yes, you can go online and contact a station that way. But I think there's maybe I'm being old-fashioned. There's still something for that face-to-face contact. And again, having people in that community who actually know what's going on, know the importance of a story. Something may happen to someone from out of town. It may just be a pretty much standard story, but if you're in that community, you may know the local importance, the relevance of the people involved in that particular story, or that the importance of the issue to that community.
Exactly, and to that point, we had once had a rule again in the greater St. Louis area newspaper where I had worked, where you had to live on the Illinois side, which was our coverage area and where our readership was. And when we would attract journalists from outside of the area, they thought, oh, I'm going to live in downtown St. Louis. But we had a rule that said, no, you had to know the communities or live within the community which you covered. And over time, though, and given the challenges that we had and the technological changes and so on and so forth, that rule suddenly went away and reporters were living everywhere. But I think they lacked that institutional knowledge of the paper and the community of which they covered and the people. And I think it took away from that. It wasn't severe, but still it was, I think, somewhat of a detriment.
I mean, think about how this will impact your local journalism when you don't have people in the area anywhere who are there to report on the daily things that happen. We've seen a couple different places just in our area leave where we don't even have a news presence. They may say they have a news presence, but we know better. It ends up being Rich Egger and the Tri-States Public Radio staff and the McDonough County Voice, and then a couple college entities, right? News 3, Western Courier, we're it for the area, mm-hmm. for journalism. There used to be a healthier time for this area where there were more journalists covering different issues. And I think that is where people want to be. That's not – and we're going way away from that. We're just doing away with all of it.
And I would not want to work in a market where – my station monopolized, where there were no other entities out there, because that competition, I think, pushes you to be better. And there are talented people working for the other entities, too, who are going to sometimes come up with stories that you don't come up with, and they're important stories to the community, and they should be covered. I don't like getting beaten on stories like that, but it's still important as a member of the community to see these types of issues getting covered. I would also say having that local presence, having people who live in the community. You go to the grocery store, a coffee shop, out to a restaurant. Sometimes that's how you get stories. People come up to you and tell you things. And if you don't have that local presence, you're going to miss out on those story opportunities, and the community is going to miss out on those stories getting covered.
You learn those communities not just by being in the newsroom and answering the phone. You got to be out and about in the community, not just during 9 to 5 or whatever your shift is or whatever the time that you're putting in with the your news agency, but also living within the community. And yes, competition is inherently good, and it's necessary, I think, to bring out the best possible journalism and have a well-covered area. You know, we competed against a couple other smaller newspapers where we were at, and I don't think we would have been, or I could have strove or tried to bring out the best in myself without having someone to make sure that they weren't beating me or beating us.
Right.
And so I think that's inherently good and a necessity.
We need to play Beat the Clock here. We've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.